Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today we're digging into Eli Lilly's second quarter 2026 results, and Jordan, I'll just say it up front, this was a big one.
Big is an understatement. But before we get into the numbers, our standard reminder, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Right. With that said, let's talk numbers. Lilly's revenue grew 48% year-over-year in second quarter. Their key products alone added almost $6.8 billion, and get this, oncology, immunology, and neuroscience combined grew 121% versus last year.
That's a company firing on basically every cylinder. And the incretin franchise, Zepbound and Mounjaro, is still the engine room. Combined, those two brought in $14.9 billion in the quarter, contributing $6.3 billion of the total growth.
Gross margin ticked up to 86.3%. Non-GAAP EPS came in at $8.38, though that includes a $3.03 hit from acquired R&D charges, so the underlying number is even stronger. And naturally, they raised full-year guidance, revenue now expected between $85 and $87 billion.
Which, by the way, is up $3 billion at the low end and $2 billion at the high end from prior guidance. That's not a small tweak. That's a company that's genuinely outperforming its own expectations.
Let's talk geography for a second, because the international story here is wild. China revenue grew 93% in constant currency. Rest of world, think Latin America, Asia, grew 136%. Lilly's international incretin market share is now around 55% globally.
And this is the piece I think investors sometimes underweight. Mounjaro's global rollout is still in relatively early innings in a lot of these markets. Management basically said future growth outside the U.S. is going to come from market penetration, not just new country launches, since most of the big launch wave already happened last year.
Which actually ties into one of the more interesting analyst questions on the call. Someone pushed back on guidance, basically asking, wait, doesn't this guide imply deceleration versus second quarter? And CFO Lucas Montarce had a pretty candid answer.
Yeah, he pointed to a few real factors. There were some one-time favorable adjustments to rebate and discount estimates this quarter that won't repeat. Last year's back half had a huge bolus of new market Mounjaro launches that's now lapped, and there's normal seasonality. European summer holidays hit third quarter, and diabetes has its own seasonal pattern in fourth quarter. So it's less conservative sandbagging, and more the comp gets harder.
Fair enough. Now, let's talk about the newer story here, Foundayo, their oral GLP-1. The U.S. launch has been a bit of a slow burn, but management said they're now seeing real inflection. Prescriber count went from 8,000 last quarter to 36,000 now, and the last week of July nearly doubled monthly volume.
The Medicare GLP-1 Bridge program is a big deal too. It launched July 1st and gives 20 million eligible Americans coverage for obesity GLP-1s at just $50 a month out of pocket. That's a 35% expansion in coverage overnight. Early signs are heavily skewed toward injectables, about 80%, but they're seeing real new patient uptake on both fronts.
And internationally, the UAE numbers turned heads, $31 million in Foundayo sales in a single quarter, which is nearly half of total U.S. sales. One analyst flagged that as a signal of explosive potential, once Foundayo rolls out more broadly, which management confirmed is coming mostly in 2027.
On the pipeline side, retatrutide is the one to watch. Three positive phase 3 trials, Triumph 1, 2, and 3, showing weight loss approaching bariatric surgery levels at the top dose. They're targeting a U.S. submission in first quarter 2027. And there's an interesting subplot. Lilly's fighting to get it classified as a biologic, a BLA, rather than a small molecule, which has real regulatory and exclusivity implications. That's still being worked out with the FDA.
And they didn't just sit still on M&A either. Lilly picked up Curevo, Limitech, and the vaccine company to build out an infectious disease vaccine platform, plus Atai-Beckley for treatment-resistant depression. That surprised some analysts. Moving into psychiatry and vaccines wasn't necessarily expected.
Management's framing was consistent, though. They're chasing big, unmet need wherever the science and the price makes sense, not chasing a specific therapeutic trend. Jacob Van Naarden, who heads business development, was pretty clear that this isn't a huge strategic pivot, just discipline applied opportunistically.
There's also strong momentum beyond obesity worth flagging. Jaypirca in CLL grew 56%. Inlurio grabbed over 50% share of new prescriptions in metastatic breast cancer in just two quarters, and Ebglyss sales more than doubled year over year in immunology.
So stepping back, what does this mean for investors? The core incretin franchise is still compounding at a remarkable rate, both domestically and internationally. Foundayo looks like it's finally turning the corner after a slower-than-hoped start. In the pipeline, retatrutide, oncology readouts, the new vaccine and psychiatry bets, gives Lilly multiple growth vectors beyond the obesity story that's dominated headlines the last couple years.
The things worth watching going forward: how the retatrutide BLA classification fight resolves, how fast Foundayo's international rollout scales in 2027, and whether that Medicare Bridge program keeps accelerating obesity treatment access the way early data suggests.
Before we wrap, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Lilly's got a lot of moving pieces right now, but the through line is pretty clear: broad-based growth, an expanding pipeline, and a company that keeps raising the bar on its own guidance.
We'll be watching the back half of the year closely, especially that Foundayo inflection and the retatrutide filing. Until next time, this has been Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Take care, everyone.